I shall speak from verses from Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, instructed. The beginning of instruction is the second chapter, Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna, representing ourselves, conditioned soul, covered with the material body, and thinking in bodily conception of life, you have to fight with his brothers, nephews, grandfather, Bhishma Dev, also teacher in military science, Dronacharya. In this way, the business was not very palatable, although he was forced to fight. But the opposite party were very near thick and thin people, and he had to kill them, so it was not very satisfactory to him. Therefore, he practiced enough to fight Krishna and Arjuna to fight. He left his weapon and then Krishna was surprised that my friend Arjuna, he is denying to fight in my presence. So Sanjaya, the private secretary of Maharaj Dhritarashtra, he was relaying the message which was going on in the battle of Kurukshetra. By fair process, nowadays we have got experience of the television, but the another process, antardrishti, that is also television, you can see the reflection of external activities within your heart, and you can explain. So, Sanjaya, the private secretary of Maharaj Dhritarashtra, he explained that Arjuna was denying to fight. So, tamatathakupayavishtam asupurna kulekshanam visidantam idanavacham uvacha madhusudha. Madhusudha is Krishna's another name. So, when Krishna saw that Arjuna is unnecessarily disturbed, then tanakathakipayavishtam asupurna kulesh khanam asupurna. His eyes were full with tears. Krishna, I have to fight with my relatives. So he was crying. This is not very good business. So why he was crying? Kripayavishtam, being merciful upon them. They were so cruel upon the Pandavas that they insulted their wife, they tricked how to take away their kingdom. All these injustice was done to them. Still, because Arjuna is a Vaishnava, a devotee, still he was sympathetic. Now, let them do whatever they have done. But I am not going to kill them. So Kripaya Avishtam Asu Kurla Kulekshanam Visigam. Bhagavan Va. Then after Arjuna being silent, not to fight, then Bhagavan, Krishna is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full with all opulences. That is called Bhagavan. Generally, in India, we speak Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who has got opulences. So, Bhagavan means one who is full in opulences, in wealth, in strength, in influence, in beauty, in education, in renunciation. In this sixth way, when one is opulent fully, then he can be called Bhagavan. Partially, if one is very opulent, sometimes he is also called Bhagavan. But real Bhagavan, according to Shastra, is Krishna. Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. Others, they may possess some of the opulences, not in full, partially. Just like Narada Muni, or Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are also sometimes called Bhagavan. But real Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. Iti Sanskala Apumsa Krishna Su Bhagavan Swayam. So, here, Bhagavan, the Supreme Person, Krishna. Krishna means, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Paratanam Nanya Kinchirasi Dhananjaya. There is no more superior person or element more than me. And when Arjuna understood Krishna, he also admitted, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavam. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the origin of Brahma. He is the origin of Paramatma. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaneti Sabdhati. The absolute truth is experience in three ways. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is the last word of the absolute truth, the Supreme Person. Therefore, that day, as purposefully written here, see Bhagavan Vach. Bhagavan Vach means you cannot exceed the Supreme Person. Nobody can be equal to the Supreme Person. Nobody can be more than the Supreme Person. Everyone should be under the Supreme Person. That is the meaning of Bhagavan. So Bhagavan said, Kutastha Vasmanam idam visamai samapastitam anadjadhishtam asadvam akitti karamajya. My dear Arjun, you are my friend, personal friend, and you are proposing this, which is defeating to the anarya, anarya system. This is not for the Aryan. You are Kshatriya. You are meant for fighting for justice, and you are denying to fight. This is not good. Anarya system. This kind of proposal, cowardice, can be proposed by the anaj. Arya means the advanced. One who is advanced in knowledge, in civilization, they are called Arya, Aryan civilization. So in the Aryan civilization, there are four divisions. to maintain the society in the correct balance. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatuk Varnam Maya System Guno Karma Vibhava. The society must be divided into four classes of men. The first class means most intelligent class of man, they should be trained up as Brahman. Sama, Gama, Sattam, Saucham, Titiksha, Ajamam, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahmakarma, Sabhav. So, this is the beginning of civilization. Not that all Shudras, as it is now, in this age, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. Kali Yoga, there is no training. How to train, qualify a section of person to become first class Brahmana? That training is not there. Neither Kshatriya. Neither pure Vaishya class. We are proud of our business, Vaishya. But Vaishya means Krishi Guraksha Vanityam Vaishya Karma Sabhava. Vaishya means they should take care of the cows. Cow protection, Guraksha. Why Guraksha? Why not other animal Raksha? Krishna has not said animal Raksha or Janwar Raksha. Guraksha. A cow is very, very important animal. If you want to advance your spiritual consciousness, then you must have sufficient milk and sufficient grains. That is civilization. Therefore, it is the duty of the Vaishya to produce food grain. Annar bhavanti bhutani. Annar, if you are in the society, if you have a sufficient anna, both the animals and the man, they will be happy. These are the instructions in Bhagavad Gita. Everything practical. If we follow Bhagavad Gita from all angles of vision, social, political, economical, religious, cultural, you will be perfect. This is Bhagavad Gita. We are therefore taken up this mission to preach Bhagavad Gita as it is, to solve all the problems of the world. That is Aryan civilization. Aryan civilization means following the principles of Bhagavad Gita. So here, Krishna is addressing Arjuna on us. Knowing, you are Kshatriya. Your service is now required to fight with persons who have created industries. So what is this that you are denying to fight? Anarja system and asadgam. Asadgam means by denying your duty, you cannot be elevated in your next life or you cannot be elevated in the higher planetary system. For a Kshatriya, it is the duty of the Kshatriya to fight and lay down his life. Then he is promoted to the higher planetary system. That is the Kshatriya kingdom. If he becomes victorious, then he enjoys this material world. And if he dies, he is promoted to heaven. These things are there. Therefore, Krishna is advising Arjuna, asadgam. If you deny to fight, then you will be refused to enter into the higher planetary system of Ichikaram. And you are known as a great fighter, great soldier, and my friend, and this will be going against your reputation. Don't do this. Then he says, क्लैबंगमा आत्मा गम प्राप्त नहीं तो तयी उपबद्धते खुद्रंग हृदय उद्वलंग तत्वृष्ट परंतप माई डियर फ्रेंड परंतप परंतप मीन्स वन हु गिव्स ट्रेवल टू दी मीन्स दिस इज द मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड ए क्षत्रिय कैनॉट बिहेव लाइक ए ब्राह्मण टू एक्सक्यूज ब्राह्मण बिजनेस इज टू एक्सक्यूज कमार रूप तपस्या दूसरा तपस्वी they can excuse, but those who are in the governmental power to make justice, there is no personal excuse. Land for that. You have killed one man, you must be killed. This is justice. A brahmana, he may excuse, all right, you have killed my man, never mind, I excuse you. That is brahmana's business. But a khatriya, the government, the ruling power, he cannot do so. It is his mercy. It is the government's mercy. When a murderer is hanged, that is the injunction in the Manusanghi. So Parantapa, you are Kshatriya, your business is to punish the unjust. So Khuddam Hridayodhya, for a Kshatriya, this kind of poor heartedness that I shall not fight. Give it up. Don't indulge in such things. Then Arjuna said, Arjuna replied, Tathang Bhishmaham Sankhe Dronam Samadhusudana Ishuhi Vajirasrani Pujaraha Rishudana. He is addressing Krishna as Arishudana, the killer of the enemy. He says, but in my case, I have to fight with Bhishma, Dronacharya. They are my well-wishers. And how can I kill them? It is my duty to offer my respect, touching their feet, and you are enticing me to pierce their body with arrow. So, of course, you have killed so many enemies, but you have killed enemies. Why you are inducing me to kill my grandfather and my teacher? This is Arjuna also intelligent. He replies that you cannot accuse me as anarya. This is the consideration. Therefore, I am hesitating to fight. Then he says, Guru Nahatta hi Mahanubhava Sriya Bhoktum Bhaktam Apiha Loki इच्छा हत्याच कामांसु गुरुन निहैव भुंजीय भोगान रुधिर प्रदिग्धा दे आर नॉट ओनली माई ग्रैंड फादर दैट गुरु एंड महानुभाव वेरी ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटी भीष्म द्रोणाचार्य सो इफ आई किल देम एंड इफ आई लीव प्रॉस्परसली गेटिंग द किंगडम डू थिंक इट इज ऑल राइट that I live on the blood of my guru and great personalities, do think it all right. Of course, he says, na chaito vidvam kataranna gariya jadva janima jadivana jayiru janiva hatyana jadivu sama se avasthita apro mukhi dhaturastra. Krishna, actually I am puzzled. It is my duty to fight. But now I am puzzled whether I shall fight or not fight. Because after all the other side, they are my relatives, family members, Dhaturashtra. Dhritarashtra is my elder brother of my father, and his sons, they are my cousin brothers. So I am puzzled whether I shall fight. He plainly explained his position. That not that I have become anarya, I have got sufficient strength, I can fight. But I am puzzled whether I shall fight in this case or not. Then he said me, Tatpanna dosho upahata svabhava, prichyami pranas dharma sangamura chita, jat seyasya nishitam buddhi anne Shishakti Hamasadhimam Tana Prapanyam. Then, Arjun decided to accept Krishna as his guru. He, Shishakti Ham, I become your disciple. To become disciple means no more argument. When we talk friendly, there is argument, counter argument. But when there is order from Guru, there is no more argument. Therefore, Arjuna says, the tatpanna dosa apahatasya bhava. Actually, my behavior should be exactly like a kshatriya to fight for the just cause. But in this case I am denying, therefore I am kripon. Kripon means one who does not properly use his position. One man is very rich, but he does not use his money, simply sees the money. He is called kripon. Similarly, Arjuna is powerful, he can fight, he is a kshatriya, but he is denying his ability. Therefore, he is thinking that I have become kripon, miser. Although I have got strength, I am denying to fight. Although I have got money, I do not spend. These are called kripon. The tatpanna dosa of now I am infected with tatpanna dosa. Tatpanna dosa apahata sadhava. So, when we become puzzled with these material affairs, what to do, not do, to do or not to do, this is the example. At that time, we must approach a guru. That is the instruction here. Pichyami tam dharma sahamura chita. When we are doing that, we do not distinguish what is religious and what is not religious. Do not use our position properly. That is tatpanna dosa apahata sabha. At that time, there is need of guru. That is the Vedic instruction. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacche. Sutriyam brahmanishtham. This is the duty, this is civilization. That we are meeting with so many problems of life. That is natural. In this material world, the material world is problems of life. Padana padana jada vipadana. Material world means in every state there is danger. That is material world. So, therefore we should take guide from Guru. From the teacher, from the spiritual master, how to make progress. Because that will be explained later on. That the goal of our life, at least in this human form of life, in the Aryan civilization, the goal of life is to understand our constitutional position, what I am. What I am. If we do not understand what I am, then I am equal to the cats and dogs. The dogs, cats, they do not know. They think that they are the body. That will be explained. So, in such condition of life, when you are puzzled, actually you are puzzled every moment. Therefore it is necessary one should approach the proper guru. Now, Arjuna is approaching Krishna, the first class guru. First class guru. Guru means the supreme lord. He is guru of everyone, param guru. So, anyone who represents Krishna, he is also. That will be explained in the fourth chapter. Evam parampara praptam imam raja sayo vidu. So, Krishna is showing example. Where we should offer our surrender and accept Guru. Here is Krishna. So, you have to accept Krishna or his representative as Guru. Then your problems will be solved. Otherwise, it is not possible. Because he can say what is good for you, what is bad for you. He can just say yourself. Nishchitam bhujitam. Nishchitam. If you want advice in a fresh time, nishchitam, which is without any doubt, without any illusion, without any mistake, without any cheating, that is for nishchitam. That you can get from Krishna or his representative. You cannot get right information from the imperfect person or a cheater. That is not right instruction. Nowadays it has become a fashion. Everyone is becoming guru and is giving his own opinion. I think, in my opinion, that is not guru. Guru means he should give evidences from Shastra. The Shastra vidhi musrijya vattate kamakar. Anyone who does not give evidences, proof from the Shastra, there, not his dinsha varnati, he does not get at any time success, nor sukham, neither any happiness in this material world, nor paranguti, and what to speak of elevation in the next life. These are the injunctions. So we must select guru. Here it is example, Arjuna. He is accepting Krishna as guru. Why he is accepting? Because he says, Nahi prapasyami mamapunadya jachupa muchu sanamindriyana avapva bhumava asapatna vidyam rajyam sukhanam kubisadipatyam. So, he has selected that the right person, guru, and he says that unless I hear from you what is right and wrong, I cannot decide whether I shall fight or I shall not fight, which way is better for me. I cannot understand. In this way, eva mukta rishikesham gurati saparantapa nadasta iti govindam uktya kusling bhavuva. But after addressing Krishna that you give me the right direction, otherwise, I am not going to fight. He left his pen and became silent. Tamuvata Rishikesha prasanniva bharat senaya rubhayam madhvi visidantam idamabhasa. Now, Krishna took the position of guru and he began to instruct. Tamuvata Rishikesha. Rishikesha, Krishna's another name is Rishikesha. Rishikesha means Rishika Isha. Rishik means his senses. And Isha is the master. Therefore, Krishna is the master of our senses. Everyone's senses. That will be explained in the 13th chapter. The Ketra Gancha Vimana Vidhi Sarva Ketra Isu Bhart. In this body, there are two living entities. One is myself, the individual soul, Atma. And the other is Krishna, Paramatma. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtati. Actually, the proprietor is Paramatma. I am given the chance to use it. So my senses, so-called my senses, that is not my senses. I have not created my head. The hand is created by God, by Krishna, through the agency of this material nature. And I have given the hand to use it for my purpose, for my eating, for my collecting. But actually it is not my hand. Otherwise, when this hand becomes paralyzed, I am claiming my hand, I cannot use it. Because the power of the hand is withdrawn by the proprietor. Just like in a house, rented house, you are living. If the proprietor of the house, landlord, ejects you, you cannot live. You cannot use it. Similarly, we can use this body As long as the real proprietor of the body, Rishikesha, allows me to stay. Therefore, Krishna's name is Rishikesha. And this Krishna consciousness movement means that we have accepted the senses from Krishna. It should be used for Krishna. Instead of using it for Krishna, we are using it for our sense gratitude. This is our miserable condition of life. It's like you are living in a place for which you have to pay rent, but if you don't pay rent, you think that it is your property, then there is trouble. Similarly, Rishikesha means the real proprietor is Krishna. I have been given this property. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishtati brahmayam sarvabhutani jantra rurani maya. Jantra, it is a machine. This machine has been given by Krishna to me. Because I desire that if I get a machine like human body, then I can enjoy life. So Krishna fulfills your desire. Hold on. And if I think, if I get a machine in which I can directly suck blood of other animals, all right, Krishna says, he takes the machine of a tiger's body and uses it. So this is going on. Therefore, his name is Rishikesha. And when we understand properly that I am not the proprietor of this body, Krishna is the proprietor of the body. I wanted a certain type of body to use it for my sense gratification. He has given it, and I am not happy. Therefore, I shall learn how to use this machine for the purport. This is purport. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. When these senses, because Krishna is the proprietor of the senses, he is the proprietor of this body. So when this body will be utilized for Krishna's service, that is our perfection of life. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Sarvapadhinimuktam Tatparatena Nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. If you want the definition of bhakti, the bhakti means to use the things for the purpose. That is right use. If somebody used for another purpose, that is misuse. So bhakti means when things are used properly, that is called bhakti. Now we are thinking that this machine, this body, I am born in India. So it is Indian machine. It should be utilized for India's profit. Another person is thinking, this machine, it is gotten from America, so it should be used for America. That is going on in the name of nationality, or communism, or society, or friendship, and this, and so on. We have invented so many isms, but they are all misused. Because actually the machine does not belong to the American, or the Indian, or the African. The machine belongs to Krishna. So this is misuse. So when we understand that we are misusing this machine improperly, that is called pure machine. That is called pure understanding or Krishna consciousness. Sarvabhadhi vinirmukta. I am not Avaita. I am not Indian. I am not Brahman. I am not Kshatriya. I am not human being. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. Not the Supreme Brahma, but part and parcel of Brahma. Supreme Brahma is Krishna. Parabrahma. He is addressed as Parabrahma. So, we are part and parcel of Brahma. Therefore, we are Brahma. So, we have to realize this position. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. I am not this machine. I am put into this machine. But because the machine is gotten either from America or from India or from heaven or from hell, are designating this machine as American machine or Indian machine. Actually, this machine belongs to Krishna and it should be used for Krishna. Therefore, the definition of bhakti means Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Richard. This is bhakti. So, Krishna, now, he has taken the position of teacher. Now no more friendly talk. Because Arjuna has accepted him as the teacher. So is the teacher, as is the duty of the teacher to punish or to chastise the disciple when he is wrongly going on. That is the duty. So, first teaching of Krishna, because Arjuna has accepted his leadership, his teachership, his instruction, accepted that he follows instruction. The first instruction is, asokyanarutotastam prajnavadantama. You rascal. You are rascal, you are talking like a very ragged man. That, how shall I kill my grandfather, how shall I kill my brother, how this also. This is all bodily concept of life. You are talking on the bodily platform. So, what is this body? This will be neglected? Yes. Asatyanam sotastam. It is not to be lamented. Asatyanam sotastam pratyavadasam. Gatasum, agatasum sa nanam sotanti pandita. Pandita means one who knows that I am not this body. That is pandita. The body is a lump of matter. So what is the value of lump of matter? Either while it is moving or while it is not moving. It is a lump of matter. Suppose we are not moving with this body, with nice coat, pants, hat. That's all right. But what it is? It is a lump of matter. Either coat, pants or these bones and the skin and the blood and the stool and urine. Whatever this body is composed of, it is all material. And when the living entity goes away from this body, the same lump of matter. Does it change? So we are not lamenting at the present moment because it is moving. And as soon as the movement is stopped, I say, oh, my father has gone, my son has gone, and we lament. Actually, the body is the same. The same body is lying here as this body, whom you are lamenting, my father. But you have never seen your father. You have seen only the coast and pants and the body. That is your education. Therefore, Krishna says, for God, you are thinking on terms of this coast and pants and bones and muscles and urine and stool. Therefore, you are rascal number one. This is the first test. Asochyanam suruchastam. Pragya, do any gentleman lament for these stone of cloth, bones and skins and urine and stool? Does any sane man lament? This is the first test. So, asochyanam suruchastam pragya vadan suhat. You are talking just like a very learned man. To argue with me. But you are fool number one. Because avatasun, gatasun, avatasun cha, nanusotanti pandita. This is not the business of the pandit. So this is not the position of Arjuna only. The whole material civilization, the whole population of the whole world, they are like this. Asachyanusotastha. When the body is living, when the body is moving, they are busy how to make the body comfort. And when the body is not moving, they are lamenting. That is the business. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasutati Natan. Our business is, the material civilization means Sotati Tanthati. Two business. Tanghati means desire. While the body is moving, we are desiring, making plans. I want this, I want this, my son requires this, my nation requires this, my community requires this. This is means tankut, desiring to possess this body. And when the body is lost, then sochati, oh, my father is lost, my brother is lost, my son is lost. Two business. So long there is no spiritual knowledge, we have got on the material conception of body. Two business. Sochati, kankuti. Desiring for things which we do not possess, and lamenting for things which have lost. This is our two business. But if you become self-realized, if you become aware actually what you are, then nasochati nakankati brahma-bhuta prasannātmā nasochati nakankati samaskarvesu-bhūtesu madbhakti lavati param. This is the business. So, our this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to educate people to give up this body concept of life. This is the sum and substance of this movement. And unless you come to understanding that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, my aim of life is missing, then you remain cats and dogs. Just kāpa buddhi kunape iti dhātate sadhik talatrā visubhav maijyadi jat kīta buddhi salile nakarhiti janesu avidnesu saiva gokhap. Anyone who is living his life on the bodily concept of life, he is no better than the dogs and hogs. So, in order to stop the civilization of dogs and hogs, the Krishna consciousness movement is essential. Krishna consciousness means to take an instruction from the Krishna. This is the first instruction. Asat-shāna-mishūtasyam prajñā-vādāṁ-kṛtāṁ. So gradually he will give instruction. So it is our request that you try to study Bhagavad-gītā as it is. Don't try to distort it by your so-called education. Try to understand Krishna as he is saying. Then you will be benefited. Your life will be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
What is the meaning of Satchitānanda?
That is pretty sure. Sat means eternal. And chit means knowledge. And ananda means bliss. So, if we study ourselves, this body is not eternal. Sat means eternal. So if we study this body in the Bhagavad Gita, antavattu imedeha nittastu kāsarīna. This body is antabhat. It will perish. Therefore, it is not sat. Sat means eternal. And the body is not eternal. Therefore, it is very difficult to understand what is sat. Because we have no education, no experience. Everything is annihilated, destroyed, anything material. Actually, we have no experience, but it's soft. So, but basic instruction is, sadgama, asatuma, don't remain in asat, non-eternal. Come to the platform of eternity. Sadgama, asatuma. So, that is the mission of life, human form of life. Is distinct from the cats and dogs. Because if you respect to the cats and dogs, what is soft and what is awful, it is impossible for them to understand. It is not nice. Therefore, daily instruction is, asatoma, don't remain cats and dogs. In the human form only. You come to me. Platform of eternity. Asatoma, Sadgama. So we must try what is eternal. So far, at the present condition, at this material condition, we do not know what is actually eternal. Because our body is not eternal. Therefore, the first instruction is that you are lamenting on the body which is not eternal, but you are eternal. Your business is to understand eternal. That is called thought. And teeth means knowledge. Knowledge, at the present moment, we are all in ignorance. We do not know what is the next step, whether I am going to live or to die. Everything in ignorance. Therefore, this body is also not teeth. It is full of ignorance. That sat, chit, and ananda, that we have got experience. Where is ananda? Ananda means blissfulness, joyfulness. There cannot be any joyfulness in this body. There are three kinds of miserable condition of material life. Adhyakti, adhibhauti, adhidvaiti. So either these three or one or two is always there. Adhyatmic means miserable condition on account of the body and mind. So wherever we go, the body is there. So even if I am very opulent materially in wealth, we are getting experience that even the most richest man in the society, he is committing suicide, suicide. Why? He has not every resource to endure. Why is committing suicide? That means there is also no ananda, even if you possess the material things. So there is no question of sat-chit ananda in this material condition of life. If you understand what is spiritual life, and if you practice how to come to the spiritual life, spiritual platform, as Krishna is, then we can become equal with Krishna, Satchidananda. Otherwise, we are in ignorance. This body is not Satchidananda.